Fisheries biologist Jen Zaman learned lots of things in grad school, but how to get a freshly captured seabird to barf in a bucket was not one of them.
Stubborn.
Some squirts of warm water down the gullet and squeezing the tummy does the trick.
Oh, yeah.
Zaman and her team from the NOAA Research Station in Warrenton, Oregon, want to know, what fish are the diving birds at the mouth of the Columbia River eating?
Yeah, it's definitely anchovy. I can see the dark intestine.
The day before, Zaman says the puke samples mostly contained half-digested surf smelt. Other examples of prey fish include sardines, herring, and mackerel.
So things like sardine and anchovy, which are extremely abundant, very important, not just for fishery, but for feeding other creatures in the food web, mammals, birds, larger fish. So it's very nice. So we know these birds are indicators of where these fish species of interest are.
This seabird dining survey is just one example of scientists paying greater attention to the fortunes of smaller fish. A sea change is even more noticeable among policymakers, managers, and some environmental groups. Earlier this year, the Pew Environment Group started a campaign to protect small schooling fish.
We knew it was the next logical step.
Paul Shively manages the campaign out of Portland.
You know, this issue is picking up more and more steam all across the nation. There's more and more attention, more and more science pointing to the fact that we need to make sure that there's enough food in the oceans.
A separate group called Oceana is running a similar Healthy Ocean campaign. Conservationists report what they see as progress in moving fishery managers to base decisions not just on the big money fish, but on the entire ocean food web. Insiders call this ecosystem-based management. But when talk turns to limits on fishing for small schooling fish, then resistance crops up. Ocean advocates want West Coast fishery managers to cap quotas for bait fish at current levels and put a moratorium on any new fisheries. Commercial fisherman Ryan Kapp of Bellingham argues the West Coast sardine, anchovy, and herring fisheries are already quite conservatively managed.
Seeing that how none of these stocks are overfished or even approaching overfishing, I just assume to leave it alone. We've got enough regulations to keep track of as it is.
Environmentalists worry rising global demand for seafood and fish meal will put pressure on Pacific bait fish. At the Pew Environment Group, Paul Shively invokes the precautionary principle.
We don't need to wait till there's a crisis in our oceans to address an issue. And it's just for so many years we've looked at our oceans and we wait till there's a collapse of a fishery before we take action. And we're saying, you know, it doesn't hurt to have a new paradigm where perhaps we take some precautionary measures.
Shively has made that case to federal fishery advisors, including Bob Emmett, a marine biologist with the federal science agency NOAA. Emmett says it's premature to come down with a hard regulatory hand.
So there's still a lot of data needs that we need to, and to really put, if you're actively managing these fishes, that means you have a lot of information. And we don't believe at this time we really have it.
The fortunes of small fish are also surfacing at the state level. The California legislature is considering a law to promote ecosystem-based management in nearshore state waters. I'm Tom Bonsi near Warrenton, Oregon.